Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I understand you're going to explain something to us, Pam?
Yes. Well, I'm sure you, Tony, or at least you, Christy, have heard of the thing called mansplaining,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know, when a man feels the need to explain something that's completely obvious to you. But in our house, we have something called pamsplaining. You know, we're going through this house renovation build, and I have to explain things to my husband, like, yes, honey, one needs a dresser to put one's underclothes and socks into. He doesn't think we need that. I'm like, where are you putting it? Into baskets? I don't really understand. So basically we have a conversation where I'll ask him what he thinks, and then I'll just tell him, no, that's not what's going to happen. And he calls that pamsplaining, which I really resent his co-opting, you know, because I've lived with him for 40 years. So I have been mansplained for 40 years.
Yeah.
I think a little pamsplaining is in order, don't you?
Yeah.
Christy, are you with me on this?
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Pam.
I'm going to go with you
there,
too.
Totally with you on this one.
I'm all for this. This is wonderful.
I think you could call it, you know, wife-splaining, where a wife explains to a husband about the way it's going to be. Like, we could have a discussion around it, but it's pretty much going to go my way, right?
If you want us all to be happy, it needs to.
Really?
I finally said, we're about to celebrate our 40th anniversary of our first date. Had I known that he wouldn't be agreeable, there wouldn't have been a second. But it's good because he came up with the terms pamsplaining. So it means he recognizes that I'm right.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.